Well, it doesn't seem like that long ago that that all happened. It must feel very unreal to you now.
Ah, there were unreal moments. Now it's just, it was more unreal while I was on the chemo. Chemo is different for everyone, but I don't think anybody ever describes it as pleasant. I got a couple of attacks of acute neuropathy, which is, it's not pain, but it's sort of an unpleasant sensation that affects the extremities, like your fingertips, and it makes touching anything, even the air, just absolutely horrific, and it goes on for days at a time. Apparently some people have it chronically, and I don't know how you survive that, but I got through that. So those were some fairly unreal moments.
So by horrific, do you mean painful?
No, it's difficult to describe. It's just intensely unpleasant, but it's not pain. It's just, it's like, I don't know, touching clammy fish skin or something. It's not a good way of describing it. Mm-hmm. It's just appallingly unable to be born. They gave me a drug called Lyrica for that, pregabalin, which is its own special hell. It's good for neuropathic conditions and sort of good. Unfortunately, it has some pretty severe side effects, which have actually been reported on in the media, because Lyric has been kind of overprescribed to people because doctors aren't willing to prescribe opiates as much as they used to. But it's only good for neuropathic conditions. And unfortunately, GPs who, I don't know why they've been doing it, have been giving it to people who don't have neuropathic pain. They just have regular pain and it doesn't do anything for them. But they do get the side effects, which include existential dread.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's horrible. And for a lot of people, not for me, but for a lot of people, it leads to a pretty severe suicidal ideation.
Can we talk about that existential dread issue a little bit more? Because I guess for a lot of people, they imagine a cancer diagnosis does give you that existential dread anyway.
Yeah.
Did you go through that?
Not really. There were moments where it was just, I can't believe this, but it was only moments. And mostly it was just sort of getting on with it. There were parts of the chemo which were like what I've described, but other parts, like losing my sense of taste for a long time. Food is one of life's great pleasures for me, to have that removed for a long period of time was pretty appalling. But I guess I've been lucky because some of these things can be chronic, these side effects, and they haven't been for me. I've got it mostly back, so yeah, I guess I'm pretty lucky at the moment, but unfortunately, once you get these things, you're always waiting for the next time when it comes back, right?